السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، أما بعد، فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى: فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يمحق الله الربا ويربي الصدقات والله لا يحب كل كفار أثيم. وقال الله سبحانه وتعالى: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وَذَرُوا مَا بَقِيَ مِنَ الرِّبَا إِن كُنتُم مُّؤْمِنِينَ فَإِن لَّمْ تَفْعَلُوا فَأْذَنُوا بِحَرْبٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ وَإِن تُبْتُمْ فَلَكُمْ رُءُوسُ أَمْوَالِكُمْ لَا تَظْلِمُونَ وَلَا تُظْلَمُونَ. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: الربا 70 حوبا ايسرها ان ينكح الرجل امه. وعن عبد الله بن مسعود رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: لعن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم آكل الربا وموكله وشاهديه وكاتبه، او كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Holy Quran declare a war against those who are indulged in usury and interest. There is no other sin in the whole Quran that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so angry and upset that he and his beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam declare a war against that person who is committing that sin other than riba, other than usury and interest. We all know 5 times salah is compulsory. And there are millions of Muslims, they don't pray. But Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not declare war against them. There are thousands of rich people who do not pay zakah, although it is compulsory. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not declare war against them. If you don't pay zakat, you must be ready and prepare for the war against me. There are thousands of Muslims who do not fast during the month of Ramadan, although they are healthy. I am not talking about those who are excused because of the sickness and disease. But those who are young and healthy, they are also not paying attention, they are also not fasting during the month of Ramadan. But yet, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not declare a war against them, that if you don't fast during the month of Ramadan, be prepared of war against Allah and Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There are thousands of rich people upon whom Hajj is farz. They don't go for Hajj entire life. They are millionaires. They rather go spend money here and there enjoying their vacations. But they don't have tawfiq to go to Haramain Sharifain, although it is compulsory upon them. Yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is tolerating that sin and not declaring war against them. There are how many Muslims, male and female, indulge in adultery fornication. Although they know this is haram, unlawful, they still have extramarital relationship. Although they are married, they have children, and they cannot control their lust and desires, and they fulfill in the wrong way, in the wrong, with wrong people. Yet, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not declare war against them. Although it's all kabair, major sins, but there is only one sin that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in this verse. O who you believe, this address is only to the believers. Ittaqullah. Fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember, you have to stand in front of Almighty Allah one day. Wadharu ma baqiya min ar-riba. Leave whatever left over upon you of the riba in interest. If you give somebody money and is not returned yet, for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, don't take it. Forgive him. In kuntum mu'minin, if you believe in Allah and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the yawm al-akhirah. And then he said, فَإِن لَمْ تَفَعْلُوا, if you're not stopping, indulging, involving in the transaction of riba in interest, فَأَذَنُوا بِحَرْبٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ, may Allah save all of us. Then be prepared, be ready on the yawm al-qiyamah to fight against Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Who has this dare and this courage and this, you know, the strength to stand in front of Almighty Allah on the Yawm al-Qiyamah? May Allah save all of us. One day, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sitting with the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And then he put his Mubarak head on his forehead. And he said, Subhanallah, what a stern warning revealed today. Sahaba radhiyallahu anhum was quiet. No one had courage to ask Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The day passed, the night passed. Everyone was worried. What was revealed? And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not expose. Next day, when Sahaba came again, now, because they were worried, curious. So one of the Sahabi asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, yesterday you said something and you were so much worried. What stern and severe warning has been revealed? Please let us know. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam exposed and explained, O my Sahaba, if a person is going in path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with total ikhlas and sincerity, no doubt about it, and he sacrificed his life for the sake of Allah, for the deen of Allah, and Allah grants him another life, he goes back on the battlefield, fighting against the kuffar, making jihad, and sacrificing his life. What is the reward for that? We know the reward of the shaheed, a martyr in path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, before his blood touches the ground, Allah forgives all his sins. That is the hadith. Before even his blood touched the ground, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives his all sins. And Jannat is wajib for him. But in this warning, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, even the shaheed will be hold. He will not be get entry into the paradise after sacrificing his life if he owes debt to someone. Accountability. The debt will hold him back, will not allow him to get into the paradise, even he sacrificed his life. Allah will forgive all his sins If we didn't pray, didn't fast, didn't do all this, hukukullah will be forgiven. But he will be tasked for the debt he owed to someone until that debt is not settled. That's how severe, my brothers and sisters, the debt is, the riba and interest and usury. And it is so common right now in the world, in the Muslim society as well. We don't take care. We just get loan one after the other for the car, for the house, for this, for that, even unnecessary, just to enjoy our lives comfortably, just to have some extra bucks. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sitting in the masjid. Sahaba came, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, one of the Sahabi passed away. Please come, we prepared the burial, perform his Salatul Janazah." Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam came down, and before he proceed to perform the Salatul Janazah, he asked, as usually used to ask upon every burial in Mayyit, "Is this person, Mayyit, has any debt?" So Sahaba said, "Yes, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he owed 2 dinars. How much? 2 dinars. When Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam heard, he said, "Sallu ala sahibikum. You people perform Salatul Janada on your brother." Meaning, me, as the Prophet of Allah, I'm not going to perform Salatul Janada. Sahaba very astonished. "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam," he was a sincere Sahabi companion. "He used to pray Salat behind you. He used to take part in Jihad behind you. He used to sit in your majlis. Just 2 dinars? Holding you back to perform his Salatul Janazah?" Rasulullah said, "No, I cannot perform. Sorry." Hazrat Abu Qatada radiallahu ta'ala stood up, "Ya Rasulullah, please, I'll take care of his debt. I'll pay on his behalf. 2 dinars is not a big deal. I can afford it. I'm taking the responsibility of paying his debt. Please come forward." Then only Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam agreed to perform his Salatul Janazah. Because Sahabi gave the word that I am going to take care of his death. Don't deprive him for your mercy. You are alive. You are our prophet. And if you don't lead his Salatul Janazah, what will be consequences in hereafter? So I love my brother. I will sacrifice 2 dinars. I'll take care of it. Please perform his Salat. Then Rasulullah SAW agreed, he performed his Salatul Janazah. Next day, Hadrat Qatada radiallahu ta'ala anhu came for Salat. As soon as Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw him, he rushed to him. He said, "Oh, Abu Qatada, you promised yesterday to pay off the debt. Did you pay it?" He said, "Ya Rasulullah, it's not even 24 hours past. Give me a little time, I was a little busy. I promise, I keep my word, I will pay." Rasulullah said, "You better pay off." He said, "Yes, I promise." Third day, he came again. Rasulullah saw him, approached to him. "Oh, Abu Qatada, did you pay the 2 dinars? He said, "Ya Rasulullah, yes, I did." Then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam relaxed. And he said, now his skin became cool. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was worried about that mayyit. Even he was buried in the qabr, and someone has taken the responsibility to pay his debt. Yet he was in that condition. He was not calm. He was not in ease until Hazrat Abu Qatada paid off the debt. Then Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam informed, now this disease is in comfort. My brothers and sisters, it is so severe and important to pay our debt. There are about 10 verses of the Holy Quran with regard to the riba. 7 in Surah Al-Baqarah, 2 in Surah Al-Nisa, 1 in Surah Al-Imran. And there are more than 40 ahadith of our beloved Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam with regard to the riba and usury. In one of the hadith, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, it comes, as I said, that Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has cursed upon those who take the usury, who give the usury, who write it down, and who testify. 4 people. And kulluhum sawa. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, they all are same in punishment. A person who is giving the riba interest, a person who is taking the riba interest, a person who is writing down the documents, and the person is becoming witness. Now, ulama said, the punishment is so severe that Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, kulluhum sawa. They all are in the same category as far as punishment is. Only one person is benefiting out of 4. A person who is taking riba, interest, usury, he is benefiting. A person who is giving, he is losing. A person who is writing down is not getting anything. A person who is just giving the witness, becoming a witness, he is not getting any benefit of it. Yet, in the punishment, they all are equal. You can see how severe it is to indulge and involve in the riba and in the usury. In one of the hadiths, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had mentioned, when adultery and usury is spread in the town, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows the inhabitant of the town or the city or the country to be killed. The chaos will take place and the people will be murdered and killed mercilessly, brutally. And the reason and cause of this killing is the usury. We don't think that deep. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, and this is very severe, my brothers and sisters, take it very, very serious. It's an authentic hadith. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, there are 70 sins in usury. سبعون حوبا وأيسرها أن ينكح الرجل ummahu, O kama qala sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There are 70 sins in usury, in interest, the least of which is for a man to marry his own mother. Rasulullah Sallam said, the time will come upon the people when there will be no one left who does not consume usury. And whoever doesn't eat usury, doesn't take or indulge in the usury, will nevertheless be affected by residue. By residue, meaning hubaruhu, meaning something will get affected. Now just imagine, today everyone has a credit card, everyone has debit card. Who is there who is not indulged in the bank, doesn't have the account in the bank? Although it's halal business, halal money, halal earning, but the moment you put your money in the bank, all the dealings are involved in the interest. So somehow everyone is involved in the interest and in the riba. What is the riba in Arabic terms, my brothers? The riba is increase increasement in the wealth. In the Sharia, to make a conditional increase or profit on the loan. For example, you give somebody $100 and after a month or 2 months or whatever period of time, you get back $110. So this $10 extra you are getting, that is riba, that is usury, and which is totally haram and unlawful in the side of Sharia. At the time of Hajjat al-Wada, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam declared in his ceremony in Hajjat al-Wada that today I have banished all the interests of the days of Jahiliyyah, the days of ignorance, totally. And the first usury I am living is of my own uncle, Hazrat Abbas ibn Abdul Muttalib radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Now Hazrat Abbas ibn Abdul Muttalib radiyallahu anhu was a very rich person in Makkah al-Mukarramah, and he used to lend the money. He was like a banker, he was a lender. He used to lend money to the needy people, and after a while they used to return him back with some extra, which is called interest. So his business was this kind of business. And when Rasulullah ﷺ declared in Hajjat al-Wada that I am banishing all interest of my uncle Abbas, whoever owing to my uncle is not going to pay any penny back to my uncle, it's all I forgive him. It was a big deal. At the time, it is said about 10,000 mithqal he was owing to the, I mean, people owing to him, 10,000 mithqal, which is equivalent to 3,500 tola of gold. You can multiply in today's price how many millions of dollars he had, but the people owed to him. But in one shot, Rasulullah ﷺ declared, no one will pay back to my uncle. I made it haram. No one is going to pay it back. This is what, my brothers and sisters, it is so severe. But we are living in this country, in this world, in this society. Sometimes we are bound to get some money. There is no other way. So ulama said there are two intention which is allowed us to take some kind of interest if it's needed, necessity. Number one, the cause should be good, meaning halal. You want to have isnad halal business or halal need, for that you can borrow the money from somebody. And the second, you should have the intention that I am going to pay him back as soon as possible. If you have these two intention, and then you must make dua also to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah must help me out to pay my debt off. This should be you bothering all the time, and you should have intention this. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala was Khalifatul Muslimin, and one person came to him that, oh Amir al-Mu'mineen, I have a contract with my master, I am a slave. I promise him to pay some amount every time, but now I am stuck. I got financial problem, I cannot pay him back. So please help me out. And you can, if you intercede on my behalf, so my master can give me some more time to pay the amount which I have promised to him. So that Ali radiallahu ta'ala said, instead of that, I'll teach you one dua which my beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught me. And if you sincerely make that dua with ikhlas, Allah will help you to pay off your debt, even it will be equivalent to the Mount Seer. Mount Seer, just for the example, is a very large mountain in Syria, in Yemen somewhere. So if even you have that much of amount you owe to someone, if you make this dua sincerely every day, inshallah Allah will help you pay off your debt. And what is the dua? Dua is very, very simple and very short. Allahumma inni the dua is Allahumma Oh man, it just slipped off my tongue. Allahumma a'inni. The translation of this is that Allahumma, oh yes, the dua is this, Allahumma akfini bihalalika an haramik wa agnini bifadlika amman siwak. Allahumma afkini bihalalika an haramik wa agnini bifadlika amman siwak. This is the dua Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala taught to that person and is taught by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. O Allah, suffice me with that you have allowed instead of what you have forbidden, and make me independent of all others beside you. Meaning, I am only begging and asking to you. You are the only one to help me pay my debt out. If you make this dua, inshallah, there is the promise of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that your debt will be paid off. Allah give us tawfiq to practice upon this one.